July 4th edition of Rosie on the House. Happy birthday, America. And what's the first step up on the American climb to success? Home ownership, baby. And to talk about that, we're bringing in the Rosie Certified Realtor from Pima County, Joelle Kahn of Tierra Antigua Realty. Good morning, Miss Joelle.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Rocking and rolling. How about you?
I am doing the same. Thank you.
I bet you are. Pretty busy down there right now, eh?
This market is crazy right now, yes.
Is it scary crazy at this point?
It's more excited crazy, not scary yet.
I saw reports this week from out of New York that were saying Arizona real estate could possibly be approaching that overvalued position, and I don't see it by my criteria. How about you?
I think we're still reasonable on values. We're certainly pushing the envelope on that high end with multiple offers, but at the end of the day, it has to appraise.
And tell me about, I love your site where you can actually go to your website and actually create and find the approximate value of your home. What data are y'all using to compile all that? That's a robust tool.
It's a great tool. So we use our local stats here. We also have an RPR report. It's a real estate program report that kind of takes into account everything in the area and the local sales in that area.
And how long have you been in Tucson real estate?
I have been in Tucson my whole life, 47 years, and I've been doing real estate for 12 years.
Well, you came in at a very interesting time.
I sure did. We were falling down that rabbit hole. I missed the peak, and I got it on the downslide is when I came in.
Well, it's an excellent position to come in and learn an industry from the ground up, that's for sure, because you're learning it. You're learning all the hard parts about it, not all the easy parts.
Exactly. Yep.
What are you currently seeing in the market right now? What is selling the easiest and the quickest?
So down here in Tucson, our inventory is at a record low, Rosie. We only have, as of the end of May, we had just barely over 3,000 active listings. So what I'm seeing is multiple offers. The sweet spot of our dollar price point selling is between $150,000 and $250,000. Those are flying off the shelf.
And when you're asked by a homeowner to come assess a property, when do you approach the conversation? You know, homeowner, this house is of the age. We've got some deferred maintenance issues. I would have an easier time as a realtor just moving this lot for about what you want for the house. Let's blade it and start there.
We're not seeing a ton of that down here. It's all about location and the area of that house. A lot of our investors and our regular sellers are just rehabbing. We're seeing more rehabbing than leveling the home.
That's great. I love that concept.
So do I.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are you seeing as rates right now on deals you're closing right now? What can you expect in a mortgage rate today?
We are kissing 5%.
Okay.
I'm still closing them in the high fours, but I've had a couple close that are at that 5.0%.
And
that has it. Our buyers lose buying power when those rates go up.
Yeah, they do. And who are you dealing with primarily right now, Miss Joelle? Are you first timers, move up buyers, luxury buyers? Who represents the biggest percentage?
First time home buyers.
Awesome. Awesome.
And we're also doing a lot of new builds because our inventory is so low. I did 4 new builds in December, and I have 2 under contract right now with new builds.
And these first-time home buyers you're seeing come to the market, who are they?
They're real young couples, starting families, just getting into that home to not pay rent anymore because you can own your home for less than what you're paying rent.
I don't think a lot of people realize that. You know, they've signed a lease, they've blocked it out of their mind that home ownership is beyond their capacity, but yet they're paying $1,200, $1,400, $1,600 a month for a 1-bedroom or 2-bedroom apartment.
These luxury apartments they're getting that for sure, $1,500, $1,600 a month. And the rental market is very slim here as well. So we're seeing people with 15 or 16 applications on one property just for a rental.
Well, the landlords can be pretty picky right now, can't they?
Yes, they can.
talk to me about how much does it take for that young couple, cash on hand, to get into the first house?
You know, it can be zero, Rosie. The minimum FHA loan requirement is 3.5% down. But there are still first-time homebuyer programs out there that people don't know about, and they can get with a lender and find out about those.
That's absolutely fantastic. Folks, I can't tell you, encourage you more strongly that if you've got a young couple in your life that are renting, you've got to get them to a realtor they can trust in Pima County. Get them to Joelle Kahn at Tierra Antigua Realty, and she will take care of. Joelle is the little real estate firestorm down there in Tucson. We appreciate your membership and all the positive feedback we get from the people we send to you.
Thank you so much, Rosie. I really appreciate that.
All right. Thanks a million. Have a great weekend. I know she's going to have a busy weekend. So much of the real estate world revolves around weekend activity.
We've got a good trifecta in Tucson when you look for a real estate agent.
We do.
Joelle, you look for a good home inspector. We've got seal of approval, and we've got Hotchkiss Finance. So for getting into a home, we've got a great trifecta down there for you.
Absolutely. We've got Jeb. Wants to talk a little bit about APS rates, and we've got open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. What are you trying to get done today? Let us help you.